Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy have reached an agreement in principle to raise the debt limit. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, the deal would limit government spending for 2 years.
If approved by the House and Senate, the deal would avert a devastating default that government officials have been warning about for weeks. President Biden said the agreement is an important step forward that reduces spending while protecting critical programs and democratic priorities. He called it a compromise in that not everyone gets what they want. The deal holds non-defense spending at roughly the same levels for the next 2 years. It does not make changes to Medicaid, but it's unclear whether Republicans sought work restrictions for social benefit programs were added. The president said the negotiating teams will finalize a legislative text before it's sent to the House and Senate. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been impeached. Sario Martinez Beltran with the Texas Newsroom reports.
The Texas House overwhelmingly voted 121-23 to adopt the articles of impeachment against Attorney General Ken Paxton. The majority of Republicans voted to impeach, including GOP State Representative Jeff Leach.
He appears to show little or no contrition for scandalous behavior while in office.
Paxton has been accused of constitutional bribery, dereliction of duty, and retaliation against former employees. Paxton has denied any allegations of wrongdoing. He's been immediately suspended from his duties pending a trial in the Texas Senate. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran in Austin.
Days after Typhoon Mawar hit the U.S. territory of Guam, the Federal Emergency Management Agency is sending emergency supplies, equipment, and volunteers from nonprofits in Hawaii to help. Jackie Young from Hawaii Public Radio has the details.
Supplies from FEMA's facility in Honolulu are being airlifted to Guam, including large generators and gas containers used for emergencies in Hawaii, American Samoa, and Guam. Another FEMA-chartered plane earlier flew volunteers from nonprofits, including the American Red Cross and Catholic Charities Hawaii, to Guam. Many volunteers and staff from the continental U.S. also underwent cultural and service training in Honolulu before heading to Guam. FEMA says tens of thousands of customers were still without power on Saturday. President Biden has declared a major disaster in Guam. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Young in Honolulu.
Justine Triet's Anatomy of a Fall has won the Palme d'Or at the 76th Cannes Film Festival. The festival's prestigious top prize was awarded to the French Alps courtroom drama during a ceremony on Saturday. Anatomy of a Fall is only the third film directed by a woman to win the award. It stars Sandra Huller as a writer trying to prove her innocence in her husband's death. You're listening to NPR News. A senior in the small town of Parachute, Colorado, wore a stole to graduation on Saturday with the Mexican and American flags on it, even though the school district forbade it. Hallie Zander has our story.
Naomi Pena Villasano filed a lawsuit against the Garfield 16 school district on Wednesday after she was repeatedly told she could not wear the stole to her graduation ceremony. The judge ruled against her, saying that any expression is subject to the school's discretion because graduation is a school-sponsored event. Despite the ruling, she wore the stole, received her diploma, and no one stopped her.
So I'm not going to lie, I was super nervous about what everyone's reaction would be. But just like my senior quote, always stand up for what you believe in, I feel like that just overpowers everything.
Villasano would not comment on whether she would seek further legal action on the matter. For NPR News, I'm Hallie Zander.
Two more horses had to be euthanized at Churchill Downs in the past 2 days. That brings the total number of deaths over the past month to 12. Seven horses died from training or racing injuries in the week leading up to the Kentucky Derby on May 6th. Officials at Churchill Downs say they're disturbed by the deaths, and they're attempting to understand why they occurred. Adam Schenck closed out a 3-under-67 on Saturday with a 16-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole. That boosted him into a tie with PGA Tour rookie Harry Hall for the lead with 10-under after three rounds of the Colonial Golf Tournament in Fort Worth. Hall had to overcome consecutive double bogeys on the front nine. Harris English is a stroke off the pace after a bogey on the 18th. Schenck and Hall are both looking for their first PGA Tour victory. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.